Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Dating can be full of highs and lows at the best of times. And in a world where apps are the most popular way to meet people, does having a disability add another layer to this? Sasha Decker, a senior learning and development executive, wrote an article in the Irish Times. Good afternoon to you, Sasha.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you for joining us on Lunchtime Live, Sasha. I have to tell you, just in case we run out of time at the end of this, and I don't, your article is, if there's one article for our listeners to read today in the Irish Times, it is on page 10. It is so insightful. It is so authentic. It made me laugh. It shocked me. It moved me in every sense, Sasha. It's incredible.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. That really means a lot. I've written articles for the Irish Times before, and it took me a long time to write this one because it is very vulnerable and there is a lot of me in this one. So thank you so much for that.
There really is. So let's explain to our listeners, first of all, it is a short history of dating disasters, the disability edition, as you call it. So tell us, first of all, you have a visible physical disability.
Yeah, so very quickly, 10 years ago, I had surgery that was supposed to be very straightforward. Woke up fully paralyzed on my left side. 3 weeks later, I was told that I was going to spend my life in a wheelchair in a nursing home, unable to walk, work or live independently again. I decided differently. I told them right then and there that I wasn't just going to walk again. I was going to walk on the Great Wall of China. And I did. To the day, 2 years after the surgery, I walked on the Great Wall of China. But I am paralyzed. Like, my arm doesn't work at all. I wear a leg brace. I walk with a stick. So, yeah.
Okay.
I have a visible disability.
So you walk with the stick. Quite incredible, that the journey that you've been on. You wear a leg brace and your left arm, as you say, is largely decorative.
Yeah. It's there.
So what is it
doesn't
like? Because I have friends who are on dating apps and I hear their stories and I know it can be horrendous at the best of times. So talk us through your experience.
So, and again, like, everyone has stories, men and women. Mm. I think it's a bit of a jungle out there at the moment, and I think for everyone. So about 4 years after coming out of hospital, one of my friends who at the time was, as we said, pregnant with her Tinder baby, like, you know, big success story. She was like, listen, Sash, you need to get back out there. You need to get back on the dating apps. You're a wonderful woman, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And she was like, let's do this. And of course, like, I was in that moment of, what am I going to do? Am I going to disclose this or won't I? And she was like, you know what we'll do? We'll set up two different profiles for you on two different sites, and then we'll disclose it on one and not on the other. So it almost became like this really fun psych experiment. Like, how are people going to respond on the profile where I do disclose in my profile that I have a disability? And then what am I going to do with the other one that where I'm not disclosing it? And then when will I disclose?
And interestingly, you make the point, Sasha, which I think is very interesting, is that there's so many filters for all sorts of checkboxes that you can tick. And you very, very humorously say you can indicate you're a dog person, but you cannot indicate anywhere that you use a walking stick.
You can't. Honestly, like I'm saying as well, like, you can indicate your star sign because apparently that matters. But you can't just say, hey, got a disability there. And so there is that moment of, when am I going to tell someone? Like, do I do that straight away? Do I describe it, like, in my profile? Do I say it, like, the moment we start chatting? Or do I just leave it up until the very last moment when we meet each other? And I've done all of that. And all of these, like, get very different responses. And... yeah.
So tell us about the responses. The most common response when I mention your situation, your disability, is silence.
Oh, totally. Like instantly unmatching. Just going, hiya, hello, you still there?
And they're gone.
People just ghosting, pure ghosting, just gone. I'm like, okay, this is how it works. This is how people see me now. You know, on top of trying to navigate a world that kind of isn't built for me in any way, there's the... oh, this is how I'm now seen by, you know, men that I'm trying to date. And apparently just who I am and having a nice conversation stops the moment I mention, oh, by the way, I walk with a stick. So, yeah, there's that. And And then there's the other part where you get over that and then you meet in person and then weird stuff happens. Yeah.
Weird, really weird stuff. I mean, as you say in the article, there's also at the other end of the spectrum, and I cannot stress how uncomfortable this territory is, the fetishism around it.
Oh, yeah. That is so yucky.
That's so shocking to me, Sasha.
So yucky. I know. But apparently there's a fetish for everything, Anna. Like, literally everything. I just never ever thought that people would get off on just dating someone with a disability. But yeah, that's been, fortunately, I never met someone like that in person, but I've had the odd email where people just completely like wrote out their fantasies around, yeah, just even thinking about it. And I'm just like, oh, yuck.
Okay,
yeah,
so no, they are attracted specifically to the disability and how that can play out in a dating sense. Is that it?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's it. Yeah.
Okay, wow. So then, do you have anyone who says anything eloquently? I mean, I hope so. Whether they're interested or not interested in moving it on. Have you had any kind of intelligent responses or, you know, people who've dealt with it very well?
You know what? And I'm really sorry to say this, but I haven't. I just haven't. And I would love that because I'm totally all right with someone just saying, you know what? This just isn't for me.
Yeah.
And that's all right, because I do understand that. I do understand that someone goes, you might be a lovely person, but this just isn't for me, because I get that. It's a lot to take on, even though, like, I'm very independent. Like, I've got my own house. I've got a dog. I've got a job, the whole thing. But I understand that some people just might be like, some men might be like, yeah, just not for me. And that'd be just fine. But just tell me. But that hasn't happened yet.
Have the courage to say it. Yes.
Totally.
Tell me about when you meet them. That's the, I suppose, the last situation where it hasn't been explained in advance in a bio or in a conversation, I suppose.
Yeah. So some of them have been like, well, the majority of them have been quite horrendous. And there was the guy like who Googled hemiplegia, because that's like the proper medical term for being one-sided, paralyzed, on the way to the date. And he was like, oh, this is what's wrong with you. Because, of course, we love the term something is wrong. This is what's wrong with you.
So he's like, explaining your situation to
totally
you.
Totally.
Okay.
Completely explained my situation. The less fun one was the guy who halfway through asked me what was wrong with me, what had happened. And so I tried to explain that. And then he leant in and he goes, so I can do anything I want to you. You're defenseless. It was such a creep thing to do.
No.
And I was like, yeah, okay, I think I'm going to leave now. And then he went, seriously, have a sense of humor. And I'm like, well, if that's your sense of humor, then I'm still out the door, buddy, because no, just no.
Because we're not matching on that either.
Clearly we're not. And there were two ones that were quite shocking to me, like, because at this point, I was like, I really need to make it very clear that there is the disability. I don't want this to be a surprise. So I've made it very clear to this guy, even send him some of my Irish Times articles, told him to Google me in advance, all of that, blah, blah, blah. And so I met him at a local place here where I live, and he sees me come in and he literally stands up and almost shouts, like the entire restaurant heard it. He goes, oh my God, you're actually disabled. Oh no, that is so not sexy. And I'm like, all right.
Oh,
I hear
goodness.
You. But then he kept going. He was like, oh, no, this isn't for me. And I was like, no, I hurt you the first time. I'm leaving. It's all right. And he was like, oh, you're so not sexy. And I was like, oh, no, I'm out the door. Now, lovely thing, because I go there quite a bit. Like one of the waiters, he came over to me. He was like, are you all right? I was like, yes, I'm fine. And he goes, I'll spit in his coffee.
Thanks. Oh, my goodness.
That is
so hard to believe, Sasha. If there was one thing for people to take away from, you know, you putting yourself out there is in such a vulnerable way in the article, what would you like people to take from it?
Get to know someone just like everyone else.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not just my disability. In fact, like if you would be sitting opposite me, you wouldn't notice. You wouldn't know. And again, I understand that you may not want to date someone with a disability, and that's all right. but just be kind about it and get to know someone first. Like, give them the benefit of the doubt. Because you know what? No one is without baggage.
Absolutely. Really well said.
It's just a different kind.
I love how you say, here's what I want people to understand. Dating with a disability is not an act of bravery. It's not inspiring. It's just dating with an additional layer of other people's discomfort to manage alongside your own. Sasha, stay with me because I want to bring in some others on into this conversation, if that's okay. Saoirse is on the line. Saoirse, you're a wheelchair user. Tell us about your experiences of dating.
Unfortunately, my thanks for having me on, by the way. My dating experiences were very, very similar to Sasha's. I had guys, you know, fantasizing my disability and very dominant kind of conversation, and it was very disgusting, which made me very uncomfortable. On my dating profile, I did exactly what Sasha did. I tested different things of mentioning first or not. But I had, eventually I put on my profile, look, I'm in a wheelchair. If you don't like it, please roll along. You know, because I just got so fed up with the attitude.
Are these kind of like leading questions or suggestions on DMs, on direct messages on the app, Saoirse?
Yeah, so like, not to be too crude, but like because I'd say like I can't walk. Mm. They're like, oh, can you feel things down there?
Okay.
You know, and can you do this? Can you do that? And that's none of their business. That's not a conversation I'm going to have.
Of course not.
So I would automatically say, no, I'm not going to discuss this with you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have very similar experiences with going on dates with men who knew I was disabled, but would kind of, like an interview, and they'd ask so many questions about my disability and this, that, and the other. And I would just be like, look, I'm not interested, you know. And they'd be like, oh, but why? And I'm like, well, for this reason, that reason, and this reason. You know,
so the fact that you're a wheelchair user and you have a disability becomes the main talking point of the date.
Pretty much, yeah. And, you know, I did have some good dates, but even when we had a good date, it would turn into a bad date.
Yeah.
For, you know, I had to be lifted out of a restaurant because the restaurant access was closed by my date and the restaurant. So I didn't hear from that person again. So that adds another barrier as well. But I've had a lot of experiences that Sasha had, you know, and it was awful, terrible.
It sounds awful. So since you changed the bio and said what you're saying, which I love the way you worded in such a kind of a sassy tone, how has that worked out?
It worked out well. I'm actually engaged now.
Listen, that's brilliant. So tell us what happened.
Well, I met my fiance on Facebook dating during COVID, and we actually couldn't meet for 6 weeks because I had an operation, and he's able-bodied, so he doesn't have disability. We were just talking for 6 weeks. He knew about the disability and everything. And now when we met, I did pick the location because I knew it would be accessible. But I did bring my friend with me just to kind of do a bit of recon, see what she thought. And it turned out to be brilliant. Obviously, like, we're engaged now, you know?
Oh, that's fantastic. That's a lovely outcome after, you know, so many bad experiences, I suppose. Saoirse, stay with us. I want to get Niamh as well as on the line. Niamh Herbert. Did I get that right, Niamh?
You did, yeah. Well done.
Tell me your experience. You're a disability journalist.
I am, yeah. I've written about disability and dating a few times, but nothing so recent as Sasha. But just to echo everything Sasha and Saoirse said, it can be awful. I've been very lucky to have a few really great boyfriends. A few, I say. I mean, one or two. And I am now married, coming up on 3 years, but I have a physical disability. So my condition, without getting into too many details, it's called Friedreich's ataxia, and it's a rare progressive neuromuscular disease. So, you know, as time goes on, I become more and more reliant on my husband physically because I'm now a wheelchair user, whereas 10 years ago I wouldn't have been. So it's a lot of change for me. It's a lot of change for him, but, you know, I could see his praises for hours. He's fabulous. There are some really good people out there, but, you know, as Sasha answered, I kind of hinted at, they are a needle in a haystack.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm delighted that you've found good guys after going on such a journey. There's such a lovely sentiment for all of you coming in on the text as well. Someone says, years ago, I was in the NRH with Sasha. She's amazing and deserves to be seen beyond her disability. Aww. Are you there, Sasha?
I am. Oh, my God. That totally makes my day. Thank you.
What's your reaction to Saoirse and Niamh talking there as well, Sasha?
Oh, that's brilliant. Like that gives me hope. Mm. That's so great to hear. Because, yeah, I think we're all in that same boat. And the interesting thing is actually that, because it's also interesting to see that we're all women. And there's actually research out there that shows that disabled women are the ones who are struggling to find partners. Disabled men aren't. And there's reasons for that. Apparently, yes. Women just don't care. They don't care about that. And men do. And there's a number of reasons for that. And doesn't matter. But so, yeah, that is interesting.
That's an interesting observation, Sasha. Yeah.
Yeah. So loads of hope from the other two girls. Thanks so much for that.
Oh, isn't it nice to hear? Sasha, as well as that, I think a lot of people are saying that the apps, you know, all of these things go through phases, don't they? But, you know, it's going back to the way I would have met my husband, which was, you know, through a friend who can give, you know, the guy the stamp of approval type thing. And I think we might be kind of moving back into that zone, which might be the best way to meet a good guy, do you think?
You know what? I do. However, the worst experience I had, like the one that nearly broke me, was the one I met through a friend.
Really?
Like,
oh,
he was a colleague of a friend of mine. And so, yeah, like you don't know. I think it's very much about really, really understanding, like, is this person okay with that? But I do believe that absolutely the apps are on their way out. I think people are just craving more in-person contact. Just in general.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely at that point where I'm just like, sorry, no more apps for me. I've had my share of that.
You've had your share. And it's so hard to judge a person on a digital profile anyway. You know, the tone is so hard. Everything. Yeah. Sasha, your piece is brilliant. Everyone should read it. It's in the Irish Times today by Sasha Decker on page 10. And it's called A Short History of Dating Disasters, the Disability Edition. Thank you to Niamh and to Saoirse as well for contributing to that item. And we wish you the very best, Sasha.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.